G'day, welcome to Partakers Easter 2016 series, where we are looking at the life of Jesus Christ leading up to the events of Easter and beyond.
Today is part 8, so there we have it. Jesus, the I Am of history. We saw together how Jesus loudly proclaimed he was the living bread, the light of the world, the good shepherd and the gate, the resurrection and the life, the way, the truth and the life, and finally declaring he and he alone was the true vine. Jesus, as the long waited for and promised Messiah or Saviour, was the reality, whereas Israel, the nation, was merely the symbol. All the things the nation of Israel was to be but failed to do are embodied in Jesus Christ. All of the I Am statements reflect this. All through this, Jesus Christ knew what his mission on earth was. He was the man destined to die. Mark 10 verse 45 is basically his mission statement. For even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many. Jesus knew that the cross and his being raised from the dead was his ultimate mission to defeat sin and death. If it were to be any other way, do you not think that God would have done it another way? The cross and the resurrection show that Jesus' exclusive proclamations are true because Jesus' life and actions support 100% Jesus' claims. No other religion or religious leader, apart from Christianity and Jesus Christ, offer a guarantee of salvation and everlasting life based on faith and grace alone. This is because the offer is all down to God's salvation work on the cross and is not due to the efforts of humans to somehow appease a God or gods. Jesus, the I Am. Jesus never said, "I am a true vine, a way, a truth, and a life." Nor did he say, "I am a resurrection and a life." Jesus never said, "I am a door to life," just as he did not say, "I am a shepherd, a door, a light, or a bread of life." No, Jesus is the only way, the only truth, and the only life. Jesus Christ is the one great shepherd and the only door to life. Jesus is the only light of the world and the only true bread of life. Jesus is the only vineyard, the only true vine.
Thanks for joining us today on Partakers. Come back every day to www.partakers.co.uk where there is something uploaded as an MP3 to help you as a Christian disciple in the 21st century. Our books are also available at pulptheology.co.uk and on Amazon. See you later, Dave Roberts.